So good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Dalid Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni, April 24th. We're learning Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tav Samech, appropriate to be learning Hilchos Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And the Mechaber tells us in Simon Tav Samech Sif Hei, Einoisin bePesach Pas Ava Tefach. One should not make on Pesach, the matzah for Pesach, when it's a thick matzah. Imagine a thick matzah, Tefach. Don't make it so thick. The Mishnah tells us in Sifkaten Yud Zayin, Pas Ava Tefach, Dichshi Ava Kokach, because if it is so thick, Yesh Lachush Shema Lo Yishloit Choyim Ha'esh B'Soicha, there's a concern that the temperature of the fire will not go inside of this thick matzah, and inside this matzah will become chametz thick. Avo b'pachas mitavach mutter, but less than the tefach, it is permissible. So in other words, if this is a tefach, the fist, you can have a matzah this thick. Imagine that.
You mentioned yesterday that the Sfarnim
have... Right. So the Sfarnim have some type of matzahs. I saw a matzah like this, the thickness of a pinky. Like the lafas. You know, with the shawarma, that type of... That's what I just saw recently. But this here is talking like a matzah this thick. So he says further, that even many poskim say that even if it's less than the tefach, you should still be careful not to make it so thick. If a person went ahead and kavar often baked such a thick matzah less than the tefach, yesh matirim. Even if it is a tefach, there are those who permit it. And those who forbid it. However, it's less than a tefach. There's no reason to aser it b'di'evet. At the end of the day, if it was made so thick, one has to check into it and make sure that it was baked well and there's no chametz inside of it. Okay. That's not so applicable to us because we, in the Ashkenaz here, are not making our thick matzahs. He tells us here in Sif Vav, Ein lohokil b'mashich mir hakadmoinim shaloy lasois pandish oy plan doinish. We should not be lenient in the cases that the kadmoinim, those kadmoinim means the earlier ones, literally, which refers to the rishonim, if the mechaber is bringing down the earlier ones, he's referring to the rishonim, it could be even before that, that they would not make, I'll call it for lack of a better word, a bereka. A bereka type of matzah where to either put some meat or some cheese inside of the matzah, and then you take the dough and you cover it up like a pastry dough. So he says, don't do this. Don't do this. Let's see the reason why we should not do this. In the English edition, it's page 102. The reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, in the bottom of the page, he tells us, I'm sorry, rather, Yud Ches, thank you, Yud Ches, he tells us, pandish, what is a pandish? Heim isois matzois, memulois bebasa or begvino. You have matzah dough, which is filled up with meat or cheese, like calzones, right? L'fisha b'shasa fio yoytze lecho mi'abosu v'agvino, because at the time when it's being baked, the meat or the cheese, the liquid of this food, will come out m'lachlachas ha'isa, it's going to moisten the dough, u'ma'akeves ha'fiyosa, and it will prevent the dough from baking well. So that's why we don't want to put anything, it sounds very foreign to us, who's putting any meat or cheese into his dough when he's making matzahs, but we have to know that you're not allowed to do it. Void, furthermore, shaleicha zu, this type of moistness, dina kime peiris, it has the halachic status of fruit juice. Shekishahem misarvim be'isa, sheniloisha b'mayim, himimaheris lahach mitzmiyad, that when you have fruit juice combined with water, and it's kneaded together, it can ferment, it can become chametz thick faster. K'moishi yisbar v'simen tov samach beis, as we'll see, Mr. Shem, in simen tov samach beis. V'mkein yeshlachu shema k'she yotza haleicha l'soicha isa. Therefore, there's a reason to be concerned that when the moisture of this, the meat or the cheese came out and went into the dough, nischamso miyad koydim shehispik choyme eish lishloit ba lefoisa. It became chametzdek right away before the fire was able to cook it up and bake it. Vafilu b'diyeve sheshochach v'nosu noyesom l'soich hamatzah yesh leser hamatzah. What happens if a person didn't realize and he went ahead and he put in some meat and then he filled it up, covered up the matzah, and he baked it? Still aser. Aser to use. Going back in top now, finishing Simon Tof Samich. And the Mechaber tells us in Siv Zayin, Ein li tein beyim shalemim b'matzah shetayofim imahim. One should not put complete eggs in the matzah and to cook them at the same time. You're right, you don't have the poaching machine like we have here, and so you want to make your eggs, don't put them on top of your matzahs. Ein li tein sif kon yutes, gam kein mi haitaimo. This halacha that we just mentioned, that you should not put your eggs on top of the matzah, is for the same reason we just said that it's not going to bake well. The moisture that comes out from the egg that's being baked, cooked, is not going to permit the dough to be baked well in that spot. Even a cooked egg, don't put it on top of the matzah. Because the place where the egg is sitting on, it's not going to.
About now the egg with the raw dough.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But afterwards, for matzah, that's okay.
Oh, definitely. Unless you make sure you invite me for it, right? Make sure you invite me for something. Okay. Well, that's a different story. Questions if you like grape jelly or that's the whole. Okay. Shetiyafe emahem sifkad nchav. Even according to this opinion, b'diavad it's forbidden. The fi mash on the noyigim lesser matzah. According to this, that we forbid matzah. This is an important point, which we'll see later on. Shnis kapla b'tanor. What is matzah? Shnis kapla.
Folded matzah.
We're going to see later on that when you have matzah, which is folded over, there's a concern, and I will tell you, I saw a matzah like this past Pesach. There's a concern that the place right underneath where the fold touches, they touch each other, maybe that was not baked well. So that's what we're saying over here. We'll get to that more later on in the simanim. Yes. Yes. No. You don't want to do this intentionally. We want to avoid this.
Shape the dough in such a way that
I don't think it was shaped that way. I think it's shaped, it's all flat. But when you put it in the oven, and then maybe hits another something, another dough, and then before you know it, it bounces up. And then they didn't watch it well, and then it baked in such a way. That's the matzah shnis kapla, betanor. It was in the oven. You see, in the oven it folded over. Levisha ein choy me'esh shoylet shom, because the heat of the fire of the oven will not hit in that spot. V'hachi nami bazeh here too also, that when you have the egg on top of the matzah, it's not going to bake well. Av im nosim l'soicha zeroinim, afilo einim kesushim uteres b'achilo. Seems like they might want to put some seeds in there. I don't know, but I'm not eating that one. The fish, dover cotton kazeh, sesame seeds. Yeah, sesame seeds. Your poppy seeds, right, like by the challah. Eina ma'akev afiyosa does not prevent the baking process. Mikomokim lechatchilo yesh lizar gam bazeh, best to avoid the seeds as well. So just a quick review of what we learned here in Hei, Vav, and Zayin. In Hei, we said that it's best not to make a thick matzah because of the concern that the dough inside, that thickness, did not bake well. In Vav, we discussed that we should not make a calzone type of matzah with any meat or cheese inside of it. And here in Zion, we're saying, do not place the egg that you want to cook on top of the matzah, because the spot where you place the egg will not bake well as the moisture of the raw egg will cause some problems to the baking process of the matzah as well. Now we're starting a new simin, Simin Tov Samach Aleph. And the topic of discussion is still in the same vein of baking the matzahs. Now we're getting to the actual stove, the oven of baking the matzahs. Now, we know we go to a matzah bakery, they have their oven that they used for the matzahs. Well, it used to be the oven that they used for the matzahs was the oven they used for the challah. And there's the same ovens all year round. So the question is, how do you kasher this oven? So we discussed a little of kashering kalim in Siman Tafnun Ayin, Tafnun Aleph rather, and Tafnun Beis. Now we're coming back to kashering that oven and being able to use it for the matzahs. So the Mechaber says, Siman Taf Samach Aleph, the topic of discussion is Dine Afiyas HaMatzah, the halachas of baking the matzah. It says in Sif Aleph, Tanur She'ofen by Chametz, an oven which you bake in that oven chametz. Tzorich lizoyer, you have to be careful, kisheyasikuhu kidei lefois by matzah, that when you turn on this oven to bake matzah, sheyelchu hagecholim apenei kuloi, that the coals will go all over the face of this oven. You want to kasher it. Ve'ein dailoi belahova, it's not enough that you have the flame going, because as we know, the halacha we've discussed, which is a halacha for every single day in the kitchen as well, the same way something absorbed, that's the same way you kasher it. So the same way it absorbed the chametz through the coals, because when you have the oven cooking, you put the coals in the oven, on the side of the oven, and you put the food in the inside, in the middle part. That's one way of doing it. So you'd have to kasher it through the gecholim. V'shiyu nitzoytzes nitozen mimenu, as we discussed earlier as well, that you should have, what's the measurement? You should have the coals that cause it to spark, sparks are shooting out from it already. Hilkach, therefore, im hisikuhu kama pa'amim koydim pesach eine maspik. If you put a lot of coals many times in this oven, does not suffice the kash of the oven. Why not? Because ela imkein, unless kivein lahatiroi litzarech pesach, this was your intention to permit it lahatiroi litzarech pesach. In other words, as follows: what he's telling us is that if a person will put the coals in there, but his intention is not specifically to do the kashering process to be able to bake matzah in there, he's not making sure that the coals are getting into every single spot of the oven. So he has to have specific kavana, realizing I'm doing this to kasher my oven, and then I will make sure that the coals will get to every single spot of the oven. Because maybe the gecholim did not go all over the oven. Coals man should like kivin lekach. The whole time that he did not have intention for this. Therefore, when you kasher it, make sure you know I'm doing this process, I'm putting the coals in specifically for the kashering, I'll make sure it's going to be done properly.
Is this considered a type of libun?
Yes, it's a type of libun, it's a type of kashering process, 100%. With the hot coals, it's libun gomer. Yes. V'yesh noyagin, lahatil boi karka chodosh, kedei shlo yitztarchu hesek, uminag yofahu. There are those who have the custom to lay down a new floor of the oven, and then they won't have to be involved with the whole coals kashering it through that process. You have a whole new oven, basically. Let's see now the Mishterura, Sif Katan Aleph.
Just the karka?
So that's a good question, if it's just the karka or the whole area as well, and we'll see that being discussed later on. It's a good question. Sif Katan Aleph. Kishi yasikuhu, when you turn on the flame to ignite to cook bake the matzahs, you first want to kasher it. Vavshat tanurim shalanu nasu milaveinim hanisrafim kivshon v'yesh lahem din klicharis. The Mishnah Berurah is saying the ovens that we're talking about were made out of earthenware, so we've learned in the past klicharis cannot be kashered. So how are we saying over here, you can kasher them? It says, Mikol Mokoy Mahani Hesek. It does help to kasher it. Kevan de hesekon mi bifnim v'lo yichayis alayo dilu mepaki. He says, because since that we're going to light up the fire from inside, we're not concerned that it's going to crack. And when all the whole reason why you can't kasher a kli cheres earthenware is if your concern is going to crack. But if you're not concerned it's going to crack, then you could kasher it. I want to... Well, let me just finish this point and I'll share with you what I wanted to say. As we learned earlier, that if it won't crack, the earthenware, the kli cheres, then you can kasher it. Vein chiluk bein tanurim shepien min etzad kimo shelanu ubein tanurim shketanim shepien lemaila. Doesn't make a difference whether the oven has the opening from the side or from the top. You can kasher them both. Now, just want to digress for a small second. Erev Pesach, I brought my knife, one of my knives, to be kashered. It was one of those, I really wanted to bring it in. I'm holding up here my lead pencil, where the part where the lead comes out from was the blade, is the blade, example, right? This was the blue handle. Now we learned that when you have the knife coming into a handle like this, two separate pieces, we said that you cannot do Haggalah. Why not? Because right here, the place where they meet, the blade and the handle, there's a concern that you won't clean it out well and you can't get out the chametz. Then we said that to do libun on it, to take the blowtorch, will probably ruin it. So it's a problem. The truth is, nowadays, I won't say all, I will say many of the types of the knives that they make will not be affected, will not be ruined by taking the blowtorch to it. Now make sure you know what you're doing or have someone else they know what they're doing. But he took the blowtorch, the Rav took the blowtorch, and he went right away, all the way across, one side and the other side, totally fine. Wasn't damaged at all. So why am I telling this to you? Because even though technically the halacha said we cannot kasher such a type of kli, such a type of knife, that's because their kalim wouldn't be able to withstand that temperature. So I just wanted to share that with you. Sif cotton bays, apnei kulo, you have to put the coals everywhere. V'dai behesek zegufo, that suffices to kasher it. Shemachshiro lefois by matzah. Now I permitted it, I kashered it to bake the matzahs. V'im sofek loy behesek ze, im holchu ha-gecholim apnei kulo. What happens if you're not sure? Did the coals reach every spot that it had to reach? Can I bake my matzahs in there? Yesh leser b'dievet ha-matzahs she'ofu boy. If you're not sure, if the matzahs went all over, the coals went all over the oven, you cannot use those matzahs. V'davka imhu adayim b'soich me'es la'es she'nishtam shubay chametz. What's the case when we're saying you cannot use those matzahs? That's if the oven was used in the past 24 hours. It's a ben yomo. But if the oven was not used in the past 24 hours, and then you're not sure, you have this doubt, this suffix, if whether or not the coals went everywhere, then you can, the lav hachi, mutter b'dieved, it's permissible b'dieved, imu kaidem Pesach, if it is before Pesach. Ach, and yisiku kama pamim, if you put the coals there many times, af shuloi kivin latir tzeich Pesach, even in this case when your intention was not to kasher for Pesach, mutter b'dieved, ex post facto, it's permissible, de v'kama pamim talinu shemistama husa kolatanu, that most probably will say that the whole entire oven was covered with the coals. But to answer your question, yes, every single spot has to be covered with the coals. Why? Because that's how it was used the first place with the chametz. So just the same way that the chametz got into it, we want to take it out. Sif, Cotton, Gimel. Yes. Let's stop here and we'll pick up by the next shear by Sif, Cotton, Gimel.